Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
Two undefeated teams in 2024. Carlton, the Fremantle Dockers, and we're away at the Adelaide Oval. Gather round continues. Beautiful afternoon, as Tommy Jonas just pointed out.
I know Carlton are playing Fremantle, but I can't help but think the Fremantle Guernsey is a Carlton Guernsey. Yeah, it looks like a navy blue from
Absolutely.
Here. Really dark, and Carlton obviously wearing the white.
Ben, I've got to be honest with you, it's threw me at the start. I thought I was calling the wrong way.
I thought Carlton were having a shot for goal.
It's got the navy blue look about it, the Fremantle jumper. It's fisted away by Luke Ryan, resolute defender that he is. And then Chera was brilliant. Pick up, if that's a goal, one of the best we've seen on Gather Round. That was elite. The one-handed scoop up, Dom. And they're having a score review here. I'm not sure why, but it looked like a goal.
It went straight through, didn't it?
Cleared it big time, didn't it? Unless they thought it got touch of the boot. But you're right, Darce, that ground ball, geez, it was so clean. And it was just basically, didn't even look at the goals. He was clean off the ground and snapped and one put it through.
One hand extension, took it clean. The ball was spoiled forward. That's how it fell out of the play. It is closer than what we probably thought it was.
Bernie, it's in by a metre and wasting our time here.
Well, they're not wasting time because they're actually going back.
Well, they get nervous here at the Adelaide Oval score reviews. There's been some dramas here in the past, hasn't there?
Yeah, there has.
There's no spike on edge as the ball passes the post.
That post as well. That post as well, Darce. Of
course, the Crows a final spot that one, didn't it?
Premiership. According to Roo. They're going to go all the way from eighth.
Hughes, long, deep ball. Jackson setting himself, went to ground. DeConing couldn't glove it. Both hands on it. Good tackle by Newman. Brings the ball to ground. Brayshaw in there lurking dangerously. And speaking about lurking and Brayshaw, I saw him wandering the corridors about three this morning. I think Lisa was tucked away, but Jim had got out.
He blamed his voice and his eyes on the fireworks and smoke last night.
Unbelievable excuse.
Yeah.
Unbelievable
excuse. So this is the truth now. Yeah. I smelled a rat there.
Wondering, he wasn't even on the right floor. I don't know what that means.
is he doing the old swipe every room and see if it opens?
Yeah, he was. Hewitt, little handball out here to Hollands. Knocked out of the way, Kemp. Ricocheted rebound ball here. A little one around the corner. Emmett now shot at goal. Might have got it. He has. So Fremantle kick the first goal apiece here on the Triple M Titanium Caravans scoreboard.
Tracy sends it down the line. Amos, just the double-footed jump that you don't see too often. Clunked the mark, and then he's gone one-on-one to Bailey Banfield, who's got a good look at it, and he's drawn a free kick against Hollands, and that is why you love those one-on-one opportunities, and summed it up pretty well, and they... We're going to get an opportunity here, Bailey Banfield, to shoot for goal.
Bit of a mismatch. I mean, Banfield's just got just a bit heavier than Hollands, and Hollands just felt a little bit. He's in the one-on-one. He's not super confident in that, and Banfield's able to draw the free kick. So
the ball dropped to a really dangerous spot, didn't it? He protected the ball drop, and therefore Hollands had to wrap his arms around him to try and spoil.
Sucking in the big ones, Bailey Banfield. He takes the full amount of time. It's his seventh year in the system. The first four were as a rookie. And Fremantle kick back-to-back goals. They're 2-2, 14 Carlton, 1 straight 6 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Carlton look like they're just lacking a bit of energy, don't they? They look flat when they've got the ball in their hands. They're sort of playing safe, not taking the game on. And even then, to defend in slow play, they were taking a lot. They had a lot of time to set up there, and they're not getting into the right spot. So they just feel like it just looks like they're a little bit off at the moment. They want to find a bit of energy out there and really start taking up the Fremantle before the game gets away.
Was the opportunity here with Tracy? And he took a very good mark. Gets up a little sore.
Outside five, play on.
So Tracy then goes into the centre square for Walters.
Dangerous.
Knocked away by Saad. Saad gives it to Hollands. Hollands goes inside 50. Mackay's got out the back, takes the mark, runs, plays on. He fumbled it. Hughes was the pressurer. He had it in the hands, and he just let it go because he thought, how easy is this?
What?
And a ball up in the goal square.
Let it go.
There's your Amy Klanger. Tommy Jonas, Bob Jane, team arts.
Not a whole lot going on, but Matt Tabner just getting a little bit of work through the lower back, so fingers crossed that's just his normal routine. And otherwise, Alex Pearce is going all the way with Mackay, so he's come off for a spell, and I think Harry's probably just having a little bit of think about those ball handling issues.
Nice to have the former Port captain, Tommy Jonas, at ground level for Bob Jane, team arts. And Paddy Cripps spending a bit of time, Dom at full forwards, taking the mark.
Yeah, he has gone forward for a bit of a rest, but just the last few minutes, Carlton have been able to actually transition and get it inside 50. So prior to that, they had 14 occasions to transition from half-back and only went inside 50 twice. But the last few minutes, they are cutting through them and able to change lanes a bit with their kick burn, look lower their eyes a bit and get a mark at least rather than kicking long down the line all the time.
Coming through the middle of the ground and using that open side a little bit more than earlier.
Big week for Paddy Cripps. Had his first child, little Coda. Sophie was born this week. Congratulations to Paddy and his wife, Monique. And that is an important goal, the Carlton skipper. And he does a little bit of celebration, didn't he, for the little baby Coda.
Yep.
Rocking the baby. Well done to Paddy Cripps. Bristol loves all that. Right in his wheelhouse, the family celebration. 2-1-13 Carlton, 2-2-14 Fremantle. That is all the Triple M Titanium Caravan Score. Beautiful moment, Brian.
We're advertising the baby. He's at work. So you're telling me a plumber goes to work and because he unblocks the dunny successfully, then does a little baby rock.
We've probably turned
to his wife's had a baby that day.
He says it was a big week for me, Brian.
At least the plumber's used to dealing with shit, Brian.
Ball goes over the line out of bounds right in front of our favourite bespoke, the Oval Hotel, all in one. If you are coming to Adelaide, you need to stay at the Oval Hotel. It is a superb spot. Right smack in the middle of everything. Unusual to say the least.
Did you just walk straight across the ground, Brian?
I did today because I was running a little late. Siren sounds to complete the quarter, Byrne, and it's the Fremantle Dockers 2-2-14 leading the Blues 2-1-13. 1 point advantage.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
A 1 point lead to Fremantle. Frederick on the wing, hands it off to Sarong, and that was a clever kick inside. Well, and Frederick's lightning quick. Good luck catching him. He puts the jets on, and then the kick to the goal square was outstanding to Amos, who's a very clever player, Byrne. Yep. Amos, and even that lead back was really clever.
Yeah, it was a super kick. Caleb Sarong take a bow. That decision to sort of sell the dummy to his left and then cut back in board just opened up the middle of the ground, and Frederick put the afterburners on, and then that was a special kick over the back too, but as you said, a miss left at the right time or lengthened the ground.
52-24 in his career, Jai Amos, and he'll make that 53 directly in front, 6 metres out. Classy young player, just 20 years of age, and Fremantle strike first in this second term.
Well, Sarong, just his class, to that kick inside the corridor to Frederick, able to take the game on. But Sarong, we spoke about, only 3 touches in the first quarter. He's already had 5 this quarter, so he's getting into the game.
Very wide to Frederick. He'll gather just near the boundary line. Bit of dancing there to try and get some movement.
Your man, Brian.
Goes back to Ryan. Here he is, the sweeper. Ryan.
What's he done to his hair, Brian?
Yeah, it's a real mouldy white.
Generally put some work into that pre-gather round, look, Ryan. The eyes of the footy world. Oh, that is, he's got the binoculars on that. Almost translucent.
Unnecessary.
Inside forward 50 go Fremantle. Launch at it from Tabana. Saad gang tackled over the boundary line.
Did put any colour in your hair, Brian, in your playing days?
No, just a bit of salt and pepper these days. Yeah. But
what about post-playing days, Brian? You did sort of drop off very quickly there. You had a very dark look there for a while.
Just salt and pepper, darling.
Really? Hang on. You might have uncovered something here, darling.
Never a little dark rinse at any stage, Brian?
Not to my knowledge.
What, were you asleep?
Tom Emmett, game 6, directly in front, 45 metres out. No wind to speak of. Horrible kick off the boot. Stumped it.
Oh,
who was that? Was that Akers that got pushed over and failed to kick the footy because he didn't know someone was coming from behind? He's given away the free for incorrect disposal.
Did he get tackled, Brian?
Well, I thought he got pushed.
I thought he got either pushed or bumped in the side. I'm not sure whether that was a tackle. You've got to tackle him to be holding the ball. I want to see this on the Harvey Norman replay.
Tabana from 10 metres out with the free. Got a bit of angle to work with around the corner here. Does it and does it nicely. So Fremantle are gifted one, or are they? 4-2-26, Carlton 2-2-14 on the Triple M's Bunning Trade scoreboard.
Well, it was touched off the boot, so the Carlton player had to play on and get rid of it quick. He just took too many steps. He thought he had more time than what he actually did. But I'm not sure whether he's actually tackled. We see in the Harvey Norman. No, he was bumped. It wasn't a tackle.
No.
No. That shouldn't have been a free kick, but I can see why the umpire sort of paid it. He had a long time to get rid of it and then didn't dispose of it properly, but that was a bump. Wasn't tackled.
Jordan Boyd, the half forward. Cottrell's drawn a free kick here. And he's asked for the advantage, and everyone stopped. And he's going to kick a goal on the back of it. And Luke Ryan turns around and says, what the bloody hell's happening? Cottrell didn't want to take the advantage. And the umpire said, you may as well. And Carlton get a goal on the back of it. So a bit of confusion out there, but important goal for the Navy Blues. They're 3-2-20, Fremantle 4-2-26. Well, Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, Carlton sort of got one back, didn't they, for the not holding the ball against Lakers earlier. So probably it balanced it out, but
he actually said, I'm stopping, Cottrell. And so did the Fremantle defenders. And then he said, no, actually, now they've stopped, I'll take off and see if I can go. Here we go. Oh, he put his hand up to ask the question. It looked like he put his hand up to stop and then he took off. But I think that's what the Fremantle defenders thought.
Free kick to Aish in the defensive goal square. Had an African paella at the market today, Das. A little dry, but other than that, it was good.
Thought that was Spanish.
No, it is a Spanish true dish, but it was done in African style.
What made it African style?
There was a map on the wall that said it was Africa.
An African paella.
Zebra.
Half time siren has sounded.
He's eating the big four. He's eating in his paella. Elephant. Buffalo.
3 points here at half time.
Not the Spanish seagull.
Intriguing game.
This is good.
It will peak soon. 4-2-26 to the Blues. 3-5-25 on the Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
All right, we're ready to go to start this second half. It's a one-point lead to the Fremantle Dockers. Jackson and De Koning to go at it in the middle. De Koning won the knockdown. Cripps has spent a bit of time in the mid and a bit of time up forward today. Handball comes to Brayshaw. Brayshaw's got one wide if he wants. It's Walters, able to try and turn around on the left boot. Jackson, the target, couldn't get him. They live to fight another day here, the Blues, to Koning off half back. Free kick going to be given here. Play on. Fremantle kick the goal in the end. Switkowski got it, but the umpire called a dubious advantage.
Sure about that. Carlton have had 70% forward half time this third term. It's early stages, but they can't convert it into goals at the moment. Now, Charlie Curto. It was only a matter of time before he was going to clunk one, and he took a big mark directly in front, 25 metres out.
It's one of the few times they've put it to the top of the square.
Yep.
You know, they've, like we said before, a lot of Carlton's inside 50s have been shallow, so they're kicking the ball 40 metres out from goal. They haven't been giving their tall forwards, who are superstars, a chance to just jump at it and just have a good go at it. And they saw it then and see Curno at his best.
Back-to-back Coleman medal winner, Charlie Curno. Kicks 78 goals in the home and away season last year. And that is a huge moment. He kicks his first of the afternoon, and we're back to level here at the Adelaide Oval. 4-8-32 to 5-2-32. That is all brought to you on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
What's the Carlton obviously back in this game? And you saw in that second term, they were able to lift their pressure rating too. What's their pressure rating at the moment? Because when they get their pressure rating up, that's when they're back in the game around the contest. Obviously giving up a lot of clearance numbers, but their pressure, what's that at?
You're spot on, Bernie. They're at 208, and they've also broken even the clearances in this third quarter, 3 apiece opposed to being down by 10 in the first half.
Yes, that suits my argument. I had no idea what those numbers were going to be.
Carlton to get it into the hands of George Hewitt on forward 50. He's got Charlie Curnow on a lead. Luke Ryan turns around and he's filthy with a couple of teammates. They let Charlie off the leash. And can he give Carlton the lead here with his shot from about 45 metres out, 45 degree angle?
Oh, I like players taking the game on through the middle of the ground, but geez, that was aggressive. That was a 50 metre kick in board, which had a lot of hang time. Just invites the defence. It's got to be that short, sharp kick through the middle if you're going to take it.
Charlie Curnow, superstar forward of the game. Beautiful looking kick. Couldn't have hit it any better. Charlie's got back-to-back goals. He's got two. And he turns to the Carlton fans and says, get around me, come on. We're undefeated. This is big. Carlton are in front, 5-8-38, Fremantle 5-3-33. That's all brought to you on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. There's Andy Brayshaw, goes inside forward 50, through the hands of De Koning, deep in defence. Carlton going to have to work out Newman. He was going to take the tackle on it, Tom Emmett. Just nailed him in the tackle.
And there's a bit going on too.
Step out.
Oh, they're pointing at him.
Step out. Protected area over here. Protected area here.
That was just as sweet a tackle as you could lay.
Oh, Dom. He went on with it a bit too, Emmett. Gave him a shove in the face.
Got the shoulder right in there, didn't he? That tackle.
Nick Newman was the tacklee.
First time I've seen Tommy Emmett live. It's his sixth ever career game.
Watch him, Alex.
Kick Fremantle's first goal of the afternoon. He's now got a couple, and that is one of those moments where the coach loves it, your teammates love it. Two goals to Tom Emmett. And Akers has run into an immediate tackle from Tracy. Hey. And they've rewarded that one.
Big call.
What did you make of it, Bernie?
Well, he wanted to get tackled to create a stoppage, but it was a bit of a delay in the tackle, which meant he had prior. So it was a real 50-50 call, as we see here. Oh, he ran into a teammate, which didn't help either, because he sort of did have prior. Big call from the umpire on the top of the square, though.
Justin Longmuir on the Harvey Norman replay, ecstatic with that forward 50 tackle and goal to Tracy. Coach loved it. Fremantle fans love it. And they get a handy little lead, 6-4-40. In fact, they're going to go to 7-4-46. Carlton 5-9-39. That is all brought to you on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Another goal directly from forward 50 pressure. And it's not just pressure, holding the ball, tackles and free kicks. So well done, Fremantle.
Fife driving down the line here, and Mark Banfield, almost one of the three. Wietering just tidies it up with an old wobbler.
Oh. Got to go. His arms in the jaw. He's got hold of Fife.
He's getting hammered.
I thought he knocked him out, and now they're coming from everywhere. They think this is unfair. I think it was Fogarty.
It was.
Left forearm to the head or right forearm.
He's hurt his wrist too.
In his attempt to spoil, and a 50-metre penalty as well. Now, the 50 will be interesting.
Fife's done well to get up here.
It should be on the 50, given it was on the wing.
In the neck. That was a fist. He had his fist clenched.
Williams just sat Sarong on his backside as well. Free kick down the field will go the way of Fife.
But this is a big moment in this game. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Been tied all game.
Sonny Williams, sorry, Bernard. Zach Williams have been going at it flat out.
This for a two-goal Fremantle lead. 48 metres out. There's 3 minutes before three-quarter time. Fife's got the journey. Has he got the accuracy? No. Offline. So it's a 7-point lead for the Dockers. And this is a fiery game. Just a couple of seconds to go. McGovern to kick it back in. So I don't think there'll be any further score for the Blues. McGovern kicking the ball out very, very wide. They have got a massive job ahead of them here, Carlton, to hold off Fremantle at the moment. Both these sides unbeaten at 3-0. And what's going to happen in the last quarter? It's got a bit of testiness in it, this game. This box has as well. But we are looking forward to the outcome. And wait for it. It'll be peaking very, very shortly on the other side of the break. 7-7-49 are the Fremantle Dockers. 5-10-40 the Blues.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
Just having another look at that Harvey Norman replay of Fogarty, who came off the bench and collected that five. Just, I think, grazed his neck and shoulder, and probably not enough impact, I think, to have any problems, but that'll be discussed during the week. Brayshaw kicked straight to Wietering, almost like he felt Wietering was leading at him. off hands, out of bounds. So we've got a 9-point lead to the Fremantle Dockers.
Ball up, attacking 50 here for the Blues. Real opportunity for them, but they're all Fremantle jumpers. Sarong with a clearing kick to the wing. It'll come back though. Williams just went and hunted the footy with some brutality behind it as well. It was kicked by Hewitt, but it was smothered off the boot. Now it ricochets around. Akers went and got it, gave it back here. They go inside 50 again, Carlton. Free kick, Carlton. Yep. 35 metres out directly in front. I think it'll go to Owies. It will. So the sub, Matt Owies, has come on.
Joe, you got 10 metres.
And he'll line up from 35 out directly in front.
He just had hold of his arm. He was using his arm to sort of get separation on his opponent as the ball come inside 50. And Walker decided to just hold onto that arm, which you can't do. And gave the free kick away. Nearly marked it anyway.
Bit of a must-kick goal. 35 to 40 metres, nice. Kick on the way is perfection. Oh. And he's on the run, he likes it. Wow, this game hotting up now. 4-point margin in favour of the Dockers. McGovern in front to Market Centre, back, couldn't do it. Banfield got on the end of it. His handball went straight to Newman. Newman able to run away and spin the ball down towards Curnow on the lady marks. 75 metres out, Charlie Curnow. What's he got deep? Yes. Not much.
A lot of numbers.
It's going to go
quicker.
Look
at Fremantle rushing back to the 50. 15 players have got in there in the time that he took to kick. And a free kick will go Carlton's way.
Holding.
20 metres out directly in front. Carlton have got a free kick to hit the front.
Kennedy.
Draper, I think, was the defender.
Kennedy.
Kennedy was the player playing in front. We see on the Harvey Norman. Just sort of had his arm wrapped around him. Wasn't heaps in it. It looked a little bit more in it live on the replay, though. You can't wrap your arms around him.
3 minutes.
To put Carlton in front and ignite the crowd here. 20-metre kick directly in front. Kennedy goals. Carlton are in front. 7 minutes remaining.
84 minutes in front, time spent in front this game, Fremantle. To 8 minutes, Carlton. Surely not. It's amazing when a team has to score, they play a different way. Now Fremantle are playing an attacking, exciting brand as well from that centre bounce.
Wait for my call.
This is the money kick, isn't it?
No more.
Jager O'Meara.
Look for him to pull this to the top of the square, but he has got fresh legs. He's backing himself in.
That. He's really close to the man on the mark. He opens up. And there's the setup kick. Huge pack down there. We've got a big mark. Banfield spills out. And he gets the goal sharp. Jeremy Sharp, the former Gold Coast Sun. He's been impressive today as a Fremantle Docker. And he gives the Dockers the lead back. Back out at 3 points. Fremantle's way. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
They want all the minutes in front. They were too, they're too greedy.
But what are Carlton doing? That was such slow play. And for him to have so much time and space, you would have thought they would have shut that down. Like, that's just, we're not getting scored against here. We all need to have a man. So a bit sloppy by Carlton. They wouldn't want to be watching that tomorrow if they lose the game.
But had to number off, didn't they?
They just had to. They had five gone in the air against each other. They need some of them just to stay on the ground.
Guy Amos had his head taken off by Wittering. Play on was the call. The umpires are putting the whistle away as well. Forward go Fremantle again. Amos has picked himself up, dragged it back in with the one. This is going to be interesting. Brody Kennedy. And it had to be called.
Had to.
Where are you dragging that in?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So the free kick going the way of Sonny Walters directly in front, and he gave the umpire no choice here, Bernie.
Well, Carlton is saying that they both dragged it in, but your responsibility, it's Ian Harvey Norman. He dragged it in.
And so, no attempt to knock it out.
You've got to get that out, especially in the context of this game. Few points in it, top of the square. He dragged it in with one arm. I don't know what they're arguing about, the Carlton players.
Well, umpire, the best in the business, Matt Stevic from Iron, was right on the spot.
I was worried, Das, that being where it is in the context of the game, that they would have gone safe there and called a ball up. But well done to Matt Stevic.
It's in good hands here. Sonny Walters, been a wonderful player. This man for Fremantle for many years alongside Matty Pavlich. He's the number two on their all-time goal-kicking list. He's an Australian back in 2019, a five-time club-leading goal-kicker. This is going to be huge. Sonny Walters makes no mistake. Fremantle back-to-back goals. And they get the margin out to 9 points. 4:44 remaining in this game.
Pierce drives it down the line. De Koning in front. Tabana couldn't mark. Gee, I don't know how Boyd got rid of it then. Fife pretended he was going to knock it out, but didn't. Somehow they muscle it out the back door. Carlton. Williams avoids a couple of tacklers. Goes long with a deep ball. Curnow throws it. Curnow's marked a one-hand directly in front. 30 metres out. He's hurrying back to the mark.
Just take your time.
Two and a half minutes.
Plenty of time. Has to kick the goal.
8 points down. Curnow 25 metres directly in front. Will line up and kick the goal. He does.
Wow.
He's got three. It's a two-point ball game. Fremantle in the lead.
Just stoppage after stoppage.
35 metres from Carlton's goal. Jackson wins the knock. Spills to Hewitt. Hewitt around the ball. Postel's taken the mark.
Paid it.
There's confusion. Umpires don't know what's going on. Players pointing everywhere. It's a mark.
There's 20 people umpiring.
It's a mark. Look at this. Chaos.
Pressure
kicks. What's going on?
Back with me.
There are people everywhere pointing and yelling and screaming.
Slapping their hands.
Postel's gone back for a monumental run up.
Oh, this is huge.
Why so far back?
50 seconds.
Two-point margin, Carlton down. Cottrell from 30 metres out directly in front. Strides to the line.
Oh!
Carlton in front. Carlton in front.
Free kick in the middle. Free kick here, Carlton.
Oh!
Free kick for the Blues in the middle as well.
That's game done.
The whole thing's falling apart for the Dockers.
Game done.
Goodness gracious me, can you believe it?
Kennedy's free kick. Oh, inside 50 free kick or centre bounce?
Well, there.
Well, he said centre bounce free kick.
Give it to him here.
It's going to be a 50 from where they took the last one, I reckon. Just that's where the footy is.
No one knows what they're doing.
Hey, Steph, pull back.
What's going on, Brian?
10 metres.
This is bizarre.
Unbelievable. It's a descent free kick. He's going to gift Carlton a second shot directly in front.
Imagine if they're 2 yards
down. Never see that.
And that happens. So this is remarkable. They've picked themselves up off the canvas. Cottrell with the match winner. There was 40 seconds on the clock and a descent free kick.
No way.
Means Matt Kennedy can ice the game here. Controversy at the Adelaide Oval.
No.
A second shot at goal gifted the way of Carlton. Cottrell, he stepped up to the plate. Matty Kennedy, he hammers it home. And the Navy Blue fans here in South Australia are going ballistic. Carlton are going to win their first four games of the year. 10-point margin, Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Time in front, Fremantle, 105 minutes. Carlton, 10 minutes. But it's the most important 10 minutes that counts tonight. Been a great battle. Geez, it's been interesting last quarter, especially the last 10 minutes. We had all sorts going on out there. I'm confused, Brian.
Oh, that's unbelievable. The happenings here. Wow.
Descent.
Have kicked the last three goals, Carlton.
How do you get a descent free kick when Carlton are celebrating? Not sure.
I think they were arguing over that it was touched and that one umpire called touched and then the other umpires awarded the mark and the Fremantle defenders have gone nuts. And
20 seconds remaining, ball up in the middle. It is the Blues now by 10 points here. And they are going to go on and win this game and remain undefeated for the year. Cottrell got it to Chera. Couldn't handle the ball. Chera, ace, was tackled by Cottrell. Brayshaw's been gallant today but won't win it here. And a ball up. What a remarkable finish to this game.
Golly.
Carlton trailed for a good portion of the day and have got up in the last few minutes here to beat the highly fancied Fremantle Dockers. Carlton by 10 points over the Dockers.
A shattered Frio.
In a nail-biting clash. They have stolen the game from the Dockers, who had complete control. Final scores 9-9-63 to Carlton 10-13-73.
How about this, Red Z lender from the Chew Man? Last time Carlton won their opening four games, 1995, their last premiership. So is that an omen that Carlton fans will be excited about?
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday. And get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the Listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.